University has extended by 48 hours a deadline for students to dismantle their encampment on the school's main campus. The move comes after students agreed to take down a significant number of tents as a part of their protest against the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The NASDAQ up by 17. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. A bill on the Alabama House calendar would create a state ban on the production and sales of meat produced from cultured animal cells. The Frankenmeat bill has already passed the Senate by unanimous vote. Violators would be subject to the suspension or revocation of their food safety permit from the state. The United States Mint has released a new $1 coin honoring innovation in the state of Alabama. Recognizing Alabama's crucial role in the space race and landing man on the moon, the reverse design on the Alabama coin depicts the Saturn V rocket blasting off with the moon in the background. Only 6 meeting days remain in Alabama's annual legislative session, and lawmakers still have to pass the 2 primary state budgets for the fiscal year. Their main constitutional responsibility is about halfway completed. The House passed the education budget, and the Senate has passed the general fund. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover. Or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. So talking about what we were at the end of the last hour, whether or not we comply with Joe Biden's new Title IX guidelines, there will be many people who say, well, we can't turn down the federal money. Now, there were folks, I have no idea who they were, who have been saying for years and years and years, even back when they were in the legislature, that we should start weaning ourselves from federal dollars so that when the crazy train comes fully home, we'll be able to make it. Mm-hmm. But we are unbelievably addicted to federal dollars when it comes to education. Probably not as much as some people think, because some of the programs that the federal dollars are tied to, we probably would be better off without running those programs. Mm-hmm. Some of the special ed stuff, some of the free lunches, some of all that kind of stuff. I mean, I really seriously doubt there'll be just piles of starved to death children if we didn't give away everything free at the schools. It always amazes me how the exact same group of people who get all the free stuff also are fighting an obesity epidemic. And I'm like, how can we be starving and be obese at the same time? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, so some of the education folks will absolutely freak out. And then that's the big question. Do you do something immoral because the prince has said you will, so that you can keep getting some free stuff? I mean, this feels very prostitution-esque, doesn't it?
It does. I mean they haven't brought us anything good. Mm-hmm. They've lied to us about what kind of education we actually have.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're telling us we really can't do it without. Really what we can't do without are people of courage saying, we're done.
Yeah.
Like just, yeah. All it takes is a few people.
Yes.
And then you go, yeah, we don't really need that.
And like Allison said, dare them to cut it off. And then if they cut it off, you do what you got to do.
Right.
Maybe education has to be completely overhauled. Maybe education is done a different way. We can't do it the way we do it without federal dollars. But the way we're doing is not getting it done. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And I don't
let them do it.
I don't understand, because Danny Garrett, who I think sits as the head of the education chair.
Is it education? Is it budget or
it's the
just
budget? I'm sorry, okay. He's over the budget.
Okay, yeah, I think they call it education, finance, and taxation. We used to call it ways and means, and that wasn't cool enough. Everybody else changed it, so we had to change it. So, and then there's an education policy committee.
Well, he just is in charge of the budget.
Okay.
And so this session, apparently the governor asked for like $700 million
mm-hmm.
for education.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Danny Garrett decided we're just going to give her $1 billion.
Yeah, just an extra $300 million.
Casual.
We're just going to dump $300 million gazillion more into education that's failing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just...
But we had all that extra, but we couldn't give school choice more than $100 million.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I understood it.
Mm-hmm. But if we have all this extra money that we can just like, we'll just give her $300 million more, then maybe this is possible.
Well, what happens is every time there's extra money, there ends up being pay increases. And then all the money is stuck in payroll. So it really comes to a crunch time. It's not like you had it over in cash, over here in a reserve account, and you can buy this, do this, purchase this, fix this, solve that. When you put it over into payroll, it's out and people depend on it. So when a cut comes, now you got to let people go. Mm-hmm. And then that's what starts causing all the emotional and the turmoil. Is when that happens. But I think y'all are exactly right. We should, if they push this down, which it looks like they're going to do, they're daring the red states and the red parts of the blue states to say, no, we're not doing it.
Is this the end of public schools?
Probably not, because I think the public school system in Alabama, the school board, the legislators will cave. I don't think Alabama will take a stand. Maybe another state will.
No, I'm saying, do you think parents are going to start pulling their kids out?
No, because I think what they'll say is, well, that's not going to happen at my school. We don't have any of those issues at my school. And then one day, you know, you wake up and your little girl or your granddaughter or your niece is the one who has been assaulted. We'll just leave it with assaulted in the girl's restroom or in the girl's locker room. And then we'll be... That person will be totally mad about it, and then all the rest of us will say, well, it happened over there, but it won't happen at my school.
Mm-hmm. So this is my...
Really, we don't seem to care about the little girl at the other school. This is not our kid.
This is a real life. Remember I told y'all in the break I had a question for you? And Wetumpka, Jeff, I'm sorry.
Yes, we got to go to him in just a second.
Yeah, I just want to finish this discussion because I'm really curious. So in light of Mac Butler's bill where you can't have... discussions in the classroom of gender identity and sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
There is a school in Alabama, which I will not name. They have hired a special needs classroom aide. Okay, I say hired. This special needs classroom aide is supplied, which is a terrible word, through Kelly Services, which is who, you know, all the substitute teachers for the state of Alabama go through this Kelly Services.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
So this special needs middle school aide.
Okay.
Is Alice Cooper in a dress? It is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. He is clearly transgender. He legally changed his name last year to a female name. He has long black hair, wears earrings and dresses.
Like a woman.
Like a woman. You remember the crazy, the big teacher up in Canada that was transgender that wore like the balloons? Okay, it's kind of like that, but without the balloons.
For a special needs classroom?
In a special needs classroom.
Do they hate the children?
Well, you know, I don't know what the situation is, but my original question was... Does that qualify if you've got in a middle school? Because now this is going to go through K through 8.
Right.
What if the teacher is transgender? Is that classroom discussion?
It better not be.
Well, I mean, like, can you have, like, that's going every day and having to confront, wait, he's obviously a man, but he's in a dress and I'm really confused. So can you still hire that teacher? And then my other statement is if this Title IX stuff comes down, you're not going to be able to do anything about it. Like that is who will be in your classroom all across Alabama.
And the push will be on to get as much of that stuff in the classrooms and in your schools all the way down to kindergarten as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way they work. Hey, Wetumpka Jeff, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, it's going fantastic. Hadn't heard from you in a while. Hope you are doing well. Happy Wednesday to you.
I'm doing good. I'm off today, so yeah.
Good.
I got two things. It started out as a woman, now I got two.
Okay.
We can adopt the song, "We Ain't Gonna Take It No More."
And yes, sir.
All hell's breaking loose.
Okay.
And that would sum it up. The second thing I had was, how come we don't have early voting in Alabama?
I don't really want early voting in Alabama, Wetumpka Jeff. I wish we didn't have absentee voting.
Well, early voting would allow for people who have children and have to take care of them. It would allow them to go ahead and get it out of the way. It would allow
I agree with you. And that's how it's always sold, Wetumpka Jeff. Just listen, hear me out just a second. We may not agree on it, but we're always sold early voting, absentee voting. You know, the absentee voting is, well, you know, you got somebody and they're going to have to be out of town, so let's let them vote because they're not going to be here on election day and everybody needs to vote. And we're like, oh, yeah, it's a great idea. Well, in 2020, at least in one county, hundreds, if not thousands of people went and claimed that they weren't going to be able to be there on election day. They were bused to the polling place. There was a systematic effort to recruit them, enroll them, and go have them vote. And they weren't going to be out of town. So by trying to help the few people who actually can't be in town, we opened the doors to that sort of abuse. Early voting was under the same kind of argument. And the left has used it as a multi-day get-out-the-vote effort where they just bring people to vote early for days and days and days. And my opinion is all the folks who care deeply about voting will go vote and vote on election day, and you really curb a lot of the abuse and this systematic vote harvesting kind of deal if you get rid of it. That's where I am. But I understand your argument.
I agree with you, but like my mom said, we're going to start playing dirty like they do, or we're not going to win.
The problem, though, with Wetumpka Jeff, is we just don't play dirty well. We're just not good at that sport.
Now, that's what's probably going to cost us our nation.
I think you're right about that. I mean, imagine this, Wetumpka Jeff. Me and you get a van, and we start driving through your neighborhood or my neighborhood, and we're knocking on doors going, hey, we need to go vote with us today. We need to get... All of our voters would be like, get it. No. But I'm not doing it. That's just because we don't believe that's the way it's supposed to be done. But in leftist places, they're all about it. Now, they may be getting a barbecue to go with it, or a coupon or something, but that's, you know, we're just not good at it.
Well, we got to get people out to vote, and a lot of them think, well, we're not going to vote because our votes ain't going to count anyway.
Yep.
And when that happens, we're going to lose our nation. We're going to end
that's
up
right.
laid off Joe and the rest of the Nazi American agenda
mm-hmm.
doing what they're doing, destroying our nation with the BS that they're doing.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Now, hey, just to make you feel better, the man who was made president of our country, Joe Biden, is considering an executive order that will grant amnesty to what they're saying is at least 1 million illegal aliens. I think the number will be vastly larger than that. And those people, if they get their amnesty through executive order, which I'm not sure they can do, but imagine how long the courts will take, those people will vote in the presidential election in the fall.
Well, he said the hell with the Supreme Court anyway with this loan forgiveness.
You're exactly right.
He's doing it anyway.
That's right. And we don't care. Now, Americans are not outraged about it. You're right.
On another note, how did you like the bass singer? I sent you the email with the bass singer doing Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Oh, yes. I actually like that version. I may like that version better than the original, and I know that's sacrilegious.
Wait a minute. Who's this
guy? No, I mean,
more music?
This guy, hey, he does a lot of them. If you look at the website, his name is Jeff Costalusi. And he does House of the Rising Sun and 16 tons. I mean, this guy is talented.
Well, everybody's covered Ghost Riders. I mean, it was written back in the 40s. I think.
Yeah, Ghost Riders is good. His version or whatever is good, Sky.
Okay.
I'll play it.
Well, that would be up to Sky, man. That would be up to Sky.
The limitations of this board and the syndication setup that we have. I can play it, but you can't hear it in Birmingham. So
there you go.
That's a problem. Maybe Christmas we'll get a new board. Who knows?
Well, maybe so.
All we can do is keep praying for our nation because that's the only thing that's going to save us.
You got it, brother. We're going to need some help. There's no doubt about it. And we have, as a nation, we've turned our back on God and Jesus, and I don't think it's going to go well, but you're right. We need to pray, and pray hard.
We need to get Adolf Biden and his he's not a president. I'll never call him president.
That's why I call him the man they gave us as president.
He's a crook.
Yep.
And we need Uncle Trump back in there.
You got it. Thanks, Wetumpka, Jeff. See you, buddy.
All right. I'll see you later.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PAG02014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
Hey, Biscuits fans, if you're looking for a great value on some 2024 tickets, look no further than our 20-game Flex Pack to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits. It's perfect for fans who want the flexibility to attend any regular season home game and includes 20 vouchers for games of your choice. They can be used in any combination. The choice is yours. And it comes with $25 in food bucks. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Goodness gracious, so much stuff. So here the question kind of looming out there is, if the Title IX stuff comes down, which is going to come down, there's no doubt about it. They're not doing this for fun. Maybe the Congress could deflect it. We will have the question in this state, do we do what they say in our schools where our children go to school? Or will we run the risk of losing federal funds that pay for free lunches, special ed, school buses? And so the question really is for us, you might as well have this question in 2024. Will we do what is wrong from every standpoint? Will we do what God says is absolutely wrong? We will recognize what God says is sin. We'll recognize it. We will accept it. We will do what we're told so that we can keep buses and lunch and whatever. Or will we say, no, we're going to do what's right, what God says is right, and we'll take our lumps? I mean, that is the question they're giving us, which is the classic definition of tyranny. Mm-hmm. When the government forces people to do things that are wrong, in God's eyes, that's tyranny. That's the whole thing of the treatise, Defense of Liberty Against Tyrants. That's why I use the term the prince. When the prince says to the city, you will do this, and it is against God's law, it is up to the local magistrates, the state legislature, the governor, to say, hey, you're wrong. We're not going to do that. And it is the classic argument of you have a moral right and obligation to stand for truth at that point because the prince is telling you to do things that are wrong.
Oh, man.
But are we going to say, are we going to cave? And I will argue that most people in the education community, at least the educrats, will want to cave because all they can see is their structure as it is now collapsing. Well, maybe the structure as it is now should never have been built. Preach. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
And we talk, well, I don't know how Johnny will get to school. Johnny gets to Walmart every day. Johnny gets to Chick-fil-A every day. Johnny gets, everybody gets everywhere they want to go every day. Don't you think we can figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's exactly like the person who says, well, Scott, you can't do that. They're poor. I'm like, well, if they're poor, why do they have the new iPhone and I don't?
Yeah, yours is really old.
I know that. But you get what I'm saying.
Yep.
I mean, there's always this, but what if about the one?
And they use
that. Well, what about the thousands and thousands?
Yeah, I just don't think the education system was ever intended to be what it is today. I mean, the schools
that does everything
are supplying everybody's needs.
But see, that was the goal, though, for years. I mean, that has been the goal all along, is to create the school instead of the church as the center of community life. It has become the school.
Daycare and so center and food distribution.
Yes. And so we've divorced God, and we, like that at whoever you're listening to said, Charlie Kirk, we divorced God, we married the government. And so, of course, nobody can think for themselves anymore, that we obviously are going to cut all these things away. But that has been the plan. I was listening to James Lindsay yesterday. It was a 3-hour podcast, and I actually recommend listening to it because it gives the origins of the Common Core and whatever. It was a brainchild of this crazy man in 1980. And then it really got going in 1992.
You
got to
say that one part, though. Back in 1980, so we talked, the word was Common Core.
Let me get this.
A globally recognized, what do they call it? There was a phrase they used, but it was basically the whole world's going to do this. And it ended up being called Common Core. In 1980, what was the name?
Well, he started this University for Peace somewhere in the world. This guy's name is Robert Mueller. It's not the same as the Robert Mueller we know. And the education that he invented somewhere between 1980 and 1992. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. He gave James Lindsay spit so many facts. I was like, I can't even keep up.
Okay.
It's called World Core Education. That's Common Core. And it is an occult theosophy, which theology or theosophy. Okay. It is an occult. It was heavily funded by Bill and Melinda Britt. And it is
Gates
Gnostic. I'm so sorry. Okay. Bill and Melinda Gates.
That's a lot of money.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Bill Britt from yesterday. I just pulled a Joe Biden. Sorry, everybody. But this is how Common Core came to be. It was the beginning of the end of education, because Allison's right. It was never intended to be what it is, this horrible behemoth. But it's what it's become. And so the goals, if we think about ESG, we think, oh, that just came out of nowhere. No, it didn't. It originated in 2003. Mm-hmm. Comprehensive sexuality education, 2003. All of this got kicked off at a huge summit in Rio in 1992.
Okay.
So what we're dealing with right now today is on purpose, and it has been planned for years. Mm-hmm. We're just now catching up. So put these two together. You've got the falling apart of Title IX.
Okay.
Everything we know. Our daughters are now going to face dudes in the bathroom and getting hurt on the court. Mm-hmm. You've got that. And then throw in that Joe Biden wants to declare a national climate emergency. So they're setting this up for absolute communistic failure. So now the government can run in and run everything. Bring in the illegals, give them voting rights. Mm-hmm. It all goes together. It is all part of a hideous plan so that the government can run things. And we're like, oh, we don't know what to do. Please help us. That's what's really going on here. It's all to develop the collapse of our society. Mm-hmm. All
and,
of it.
And many of our leaders, many of them with good intentions, will say we must agree, we must go along, otherwise something bad will happen. I'm like, they're bringing the bad in by the truckload, and we're going to avoid a little bad for a lot of bad that's coming, even coming after that. And you're right, CBS News is reporting the White House is considering national climate emergency declaration. 18 hours ago.
COVID powers, again.
What a joke of... I can't say that word. Yep. It's a red top word.
Clark will be up. TS will be up. We got a lot of stuff to do. Not a lot of time to get there. We'll be back.
Have Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sorry.
Are we back? Are we ready? Let's go. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. But I could forget. If I go to the calls, I will forget what I want to say.
Is it about FISA?
No. Oh. It's a little bit of, you know, I have some questions really quick, finishing out on what we were talking about earlier. So now I understand why, because we were making this argument about, hey, how do we stand? Why do we stand against these Title IX things, forcing people to use pronouns, forcing men into the girls' locker rooms, forcing men on girls' games, forcing transgenderism into the schools, and you must accept it. Now I know why there's been this big push over the last few months of
Christian nationalist or a risk to the country.
Oh, James Lindsay said that.
Because the argument against all that is, hey, this is against God. This is wrong. God says this is wrong. This is a sin. And when people start going, hey, look, no, I'm not going to do this. I have a right. You're not going to force me to do what God says is wrong. You're going to force that onto my children. We're not doing it. That's one of the reasons why they're preparing that anybody who says, but God says, but God says, but God says, is a terrible Christian nationalist. So they're prepping for all these things so that the people without warriors' hearts will go, I'm afraid. Oh, no, they're the Christian nationalists. Don't call me a Christian nationalist. I would never be a Christian nationalist. I mean, it's just seen. So then you go back historically, because the next argument is, well, why are you making a stand against this? You didn't care when they took prayer out of the schools. You didn't make a stand. You didn't care when they took the Bible out of schools. I can't remember the order they did that in. You didn't really worry about it. Well, you know, maybe we shouldn't be having the Christian because somebody might be a Muslim, somebody might be a Hindu, somebody might be a so-and-so. Okay, fine. We don't really make people pray because then somebody just says, please bless our teachers and stuff. I mean, they might magically become a Christian. Okay, I'm fine. Yes, sir. You didn't care when they said, oh, you must recognize in your states homosexual marriages. Well, you know, that's their thing. And so, yes, it's not against God's. But look, whatever they do in their own. And people were warning, saying, no, this is getting worse and worse and worse. So here we are at the next step. And the next step is, because there's no way out now. You can't say, well, that's their thing. Whatever they do in private is not, because now it's this will affect your little girl, your little boy, your child, your grandchild. They are there at the door now. The barbarians are at the gates, inside the gates. Now it is on your family, because we didn't take a stand on all the other things that God says wrong, because we gave ourselves an out. We gave ourselves an out when we should have stood. But we didn't. And people tried to warn us and say, oh, no, they're coming for you. Oh, no, they won't. And they are here now. And what are we going to do? My prediction is we're going to be a bunch of
pennywaist, milk toast.
Oh, my gosh.
Lizard heads.
You thought she was going there.
Oh, gosh.
She was going for the full yes, but she did not.
What?
I don't even know what you were going to.
I was thinking of another word.
Got it. Anyway.
Okay.
I mean, while she was saying that, I was thinking, do we all owe Roy Moore an apology?
Ooh.
Sorry.
Allison.
Oh.
And then she said panty waist, and I just was like, I can't do it.
That kind of cut to the core. That's tough. No. I tried.
His little vest and his gun on his hip and riding his horse.
They don't care what God says, and God's law is...
Dang.
He seems so much smarter.
Oh.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Okay, let's just go to the phone call after that. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. Hi,
lady. Hey, Clark.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, in response to Joe Biden's question... Or Fraudian slip. How many
yes,
more
we played
times
it on the air.
Yes, I know. How many more times do we need to prove we are untrustworthy? Scott, they don't need to prove their untrustworthiness to us any more times. The White House, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the IRS, Congress, both parties. The NFL, Major League Baseball, Facebook, the WEF. Have all conclusively proven to us that they are untrustworthy.
That would be correct.
I swear. You know, every now and then, I guess with dementia, you may, it's like, is that like drinking, Scott? Is that what that's like?
Oh, no, I'm going to ask Allison. Is that like drinking?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't. I can't comment on that.
Drink number three whispers, tell them what you really think.
I just drink dirt.
Wait a minute. I got to do the dirt just real quick. So y'all are eating exoskeletons or the silica skeletons of what was algae at one time, okay?
Yes.
Yummy. Now,
if.
Diatoms.
If it gets rid of any parasites you have, it's because it lacerates the scutum, the waxy surface on the parasite, and kind of dehydrates them or makes them bleed to death. If it does that to the scutum on the parasite, what do you think it does to your intestinal lining on the way through?
Well, Allison?
It just takes all the stuff and flushes it out.
It just scrubs it a little bit. Kind it's like a magic eraser.
Okay, look. If it will work as metal polish, you don't want to polish your innards.
Hey, that's actually, I could try it on the Airstream.
To see if the diatomaceous earth.
That would be a much better use.
Well, all right, we'll have to get some paste.
If you will take your monthly dose of Ivermec, you got that stuff covered. You don't have to do the diatomaceous earth.
We were talking about that.
That's the veterinarian speaking.
Yeah, so just get the horse paste.
I'm just like, I've told you what the doctor said.
I can't recommend the horse paste. I don't know the dose.
Am I going to die from what Allison has fed me? And is there a lawsuit that's possible? Because I've been led astray.
We've been waiting to find out.
I think you're doing the reverse of pounding sand, frankly.
I don't know. I just feel really good.
No, well, you know what? If you think you feel better, then you feel better.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
How that works, you know?
It does. Thanks, Clark, for being a downer.
Thanks, Clark, for helping us.
See you, buddy. T.S., welcome to the program.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on, T.S. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just checking because I'm on my phone thing. Okay, y'all eating this white dirt? You know, there's always, like, in the health food store, you can eat, like, clay, which is actually better for your system. Mm-hmm. But since you're eating white dirt, would you like me to bring you some artesian spring water from Prattville?
That would be great, as long as it comes with a pie.
No, okay.
Look at his face.
Wait, stop. The pie is coming.
Sky keeps eating the pies before we ever see them.
It was delicious. By the way.
That was Sky's pie. Okay?
We're like four or eight pies deep into this, T.S., and I've not even seen a pie yet.
We've seen it. We just haven't eaten it.
I got some pictures I can send you.
I can't even say what else I needed to say today about education stuff. And now we got a commercial coming up.
Yes, ma'am. Would you want to hold over?
No, because I'm going in Winn-Dixie.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope they have some pecans and some the syrup stuff you use.
No. I just gotta tell y'all about this education thing.
That's what I want you to stick with us.
Well, don't go in Winn-Dixie. Just wait.
We'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Down all this dirt. Big old cheeseburger, I think, is on my in my future.
I think that would be good for you.
Yeah, I think it would.
You should eat a cheeseburger.
Flush it all out. No doubt about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Let's go to what happened? Oh, wait a minute. Did the siren call of Winn-Dixie went out?
I'm yes. afraid so, man. You know, wow. they're the beef people, so.
Do they still say that?
I think so.
You yes. know what I'm proud of? You know what my favorite fast food chain is?
What?
Arby's.
Why?
Why?
Because the commercials?
They're unapologetically,
we have
the meats.
I love their commercials.
That's fantastic. Instead of all this namby-pamby,
We have.
I mean,
to
you're not going to see Arby's come up with a vegan roast beef, are you? They're not going to do that.
I hope not.
A Wonder Beef or Wonder.
No, they're usually like
cheddar.
Bragging about more bacon and
yes, I know
more dairy
big sandwiches.
Good stuff, fantastic. Let's go to Charles I of Dewinney, and then we'll get out to the ABS fan club president. Charles I of Dewinney, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me on. Hello,
good morning.
I was calling about the Proposition 9. You know, I don't know a lot about it. I come on, I want to ask you some questions. Okay.
You're talking to Allison, right?
No, I'm actually talking to you. Okay. So this was something else that was passed and made into a law, but now Biden is changing and adding things to.
You're talking about Title IX. Title IX, yes.
I'm sorry, sir. Yes, sir. That's how come I said I'm not familiar with it.
Yes, Title IX. Yep.
Title IX, and he added things to it.
Yeah, they've decided. So Title IX references sex, I think it is. You can't discriminate based on sex. So they have projected sex out to be, well, sex also means gender. Oh, and by the way, there's a whole lot of genders. And then by the way, one you can be transgender. So that's what they've done. You know, all these games with words, they've moved that into the Title IX space.
Okay, now my thought for solution was special session in August with the legislature, if you just get them to stay on the one subject matter and not try to do a bunch of stuff for themselves.
Yes.
And take yourself out of the Department of Education. Remove Alabama from the federal Department of Education and say you're doing so over the change in wording.
Okay.
And stick with that. I mean, you know, that would be your stance. Your stance would be that this was not the original intent of what's happening here, if I'm gathering that to be correct, and that it goes against the actual Constitution, founding fathers, and everything that we've ever stood for. And that we are no longer going to participate, and we will have our own education system and take it. You know, let the Attorney General take it to the Supreme Court, who's more in our favor as the state right than it could be. Why could we not do that?
I think we can, unless I misunderstood what you were asking.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking, is why can't we do that? Why wouldn't we do that? That's what makes sense. It looks to me to not be legal. You know, like on the constitutional level of being legal.
Here's the funny thing.
It's
very
make it to be.
It's very similar to the Voting Rights Act, though. That's the problem that everybody has. And I think the little super secret question is that was Title IX constitutional to start with, and how it was applied.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, hey, you can't discriminate, but forcing schools to have other teams and all this kind of stuff is not exactly not discriminating. So it's just like the Voting Rights Act. People don't want to ask those questions. Sam, we're running out of time, brother. Tomorrow, early. Y'all be safe out there. See y'all.